This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
With a burrito machissimo.
Oh, dang, I did it. Sorry, Magnum. Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Monday. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, the fan, or youtube.com/1080AM, the fan. Party on, party people on the YouTube streams. The bracket is out, my friend.
It is, and I'd say it's glorious, but... I have questions.
Well, our one seeds are as follows. Auburn, Duke, Florida, and the Cougars of the University of Houston. Those are your one seeds as selected by the selection committee yesterday. Auburn getting the one seed. And this is, I have not remembered a time where the committee has been this transparent about when they are finalizing everything, because it did not feel like they really cared at all that the Auburn Tigers have lost three of their last four games heading into the NCAA tournament and getting them the number one overall seed. Now, granted, they are 28-5 on the season.
Their body of work is very good.
It is incredible over this year with wins against a lot of tournament teams, but lost to Duke. They beat another one seed in Houston at the very beginning of the year. They have their two of their five losses, though, are to other one seeds. And they're the number one overall seed. They lost to Duke. Mm-hmm. They lost to Florida. They beat Houston. And then they've lost to, in the last four games, Texas A&M, Alabama, and Tennessee, with one win coming over Ole Miss in that stretch. It's quite interesting that they get the number one overall seed, but their body of work is incredible, and everybody has losses to really good teams this year, which is fun.
To me, Florida's the best team in the country.
They're playing like it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think they probably should have gotten it, but it is what it is.
They did to Alabama was, I mean, they dismantled. They put up a hundo in a college, not just a college basketball game, but the SEC tournament semifinal, where they only scored 47 points in the first half.
The only other game across college basketball that was even close to it was what Maryland did to Illinois.
Yeah.
And Maryland took their foot off the gas.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an absolute dismantling. But just kind of going through just the overall seeding, I think the one seeds, I think, are all the one seeds. There's one storyline coming out of that, which we can talk about later with Cooper Flagg. But you talk about seeding. Oregon got themselves a pretty damn good seed, pretty good bracket. Michigan got completely screwed over. Michigan beat Purdue, Maryland, and Wisconsin. That is the number 20, number 11, and number 18 teams in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And got a five seed.
Again, this is the transparency that selection committee is saying on Saturday. Whatever happened on Sunday was going to... That seems more like on Friday, they made up their mind on where the at least top five seeds were going to be. And then after that, it was just the sorting hat.
Yeah, and that to me seems weird.
Yeah.
When you beat three top 25 teams in the country, 86-80, you have the barn burner Maryland game. What a finish to that game. Mm-hmm. Heartbreaker for Maryland on, 5 seconds left, couldn't advance the ball, inbound to Danny Wolf, and takes the DHO one way, little bit of a flea flicker situation. Guard comes up the other way, gets all the way to the rim, gets smacked in the head, and finishes over the top. Just an incredible finish in that game. And then they hold off Wisconsin 59-53, and Michigan gets a five seed. But that's not even the most egregious thing that happened, because West Virginia is left out of the tournament, and North Carolina makes it in. And make it make sense for me, Dusty.
Well, North Carolina was playing far better at the end of the year. I think the committee is signaling, without even saying it, that they don't value the quadrant wins as much as they have in the past, or as much as any of the prognosticators do. Because North Carolina, 1-12 in quad one games, which means at home, a quad one win at home is beating a team that is ranked 1 through 30. On the road, it is a team 1 through 70. On a neutral site, it's 1 through 50. So they only have one
in 13 chances.
One of them. And they made it in, and they're going to be in they're the last ones in. But they made it sound yesterday that it was not as difficult. They said that if UAB would have beaten Memphis in the American championship game, then North Carolina would have gotten bumped out and Memphis would have been in as an at-large. Well, Memphis held on, and so UNC held on to their spot. Okay. What I don't understand is that how in the world you could, with a unbiased eye, keep that West Virginia team out, or Indiana, ahead of North Carolina.
There's two reasons why. One of them is one of the people on the board is the AD at North Carolina.
Bubba Carrington. Or no, that's Bubba Cunningham.
Cunningham.
Bub Carrington plays for the Wizards, which you can see tonight for as low as $4.
There you go.
Take on the Portland Trailblazers.
But he recused himself from the room at that point in time, which that's funny. Like, he didn't have any kind of impact in that at all, because everybody has to see him before and after he comes, before he leaves the room, and when he comes back in, they're going to look at him in the eye and be like, no, you guys are out.
You don't think,
and also the brand that is North Carolina.
Did we see West Virginia's governor today?
Yeah, the West Virginia's governor is, I think, you know, it doesn't matter, they're 50th in education. They want their university in the big dance. Mm-hmm. He's calling shenanigans, and he wants to look into this, the governor.
He's calling the NCAA, the National Corrupt Athletic Association.
Well, he's not wrong.
He's not.
But
it was a miscarriage of justice and robbery at the highest levels.
Like,
so
he had a graphic made for it and everything, and put it on his podium at the presser.
You got to go full Shem Strania with it. You got to have the graphic. West Virginia was 19-13, had six quad one wins. Six. Five more than North Carolina. And they played most of their season without their head coach's son, Tucker DeVries, who is a very good player. He's a second-round NBA player. Like, he's a very, very, very good player, and he means everything to them. And they still had a better season than North Carolina. Bracket Projector, which takes votes from 111 different people who in college basketball who, like, this is kind of what they do. They're very – it's like the minor league ranks of the Lenardis of the world. In 111 of 111 brackets, West Virginia was in. They were unanimous selection. And since this has been done, it is the first time a unanimous bracket team has not made it. North Carolina was in 27 of the 111 brackets.
That's wild. Now, all of them are not. as prestigious as a Joe Lunardi
no.
type, right? But that is a pretty telling stat that they're all looking at different metrics. They're not just, well, some of them probably are just throwing stuff against the wall. But even the people that throw stuff against the wall found West Virginia sticking and mostly North Carolina not. Yeah. That is pretty jarring to see. There's also an element of, all right, Bubba Cunningham may have recused himself because he is the North Carolina athletic director. Which, by the way, because both the North Carolina men and women got into the tournament, he doubled his salary for the month of March. That's in his contract. Yeah. Well, $104,000 payday he got there. Not too shabby.
Always voting to increase your salary. A good thing to be able to do.
But.
Oh, that's a thing. Can I do that here?
Yeah. Just recuse yourself. Walk out.
Okay.
And then when you come back in, maybe your March salary is going to get doubled. I don't know. We'll find out.
Wish in one hand.
But that there is this element, and it's glaring because, you know, he was walking around, and he had to do all of the interviews. And I loved that they CBS came right at him, just right out the gate. They were like, look, you're the AD. People are going to be wondering why you got in here. Mm-hmm. You know, why is North Carolina in the bracket? And he had like a hostage with him. I don't even know who the guy was, but he's on the selection committee too. I think his name's Luther something. He was sitting there. He's like, yeah, I guess I'll take this. And he was just getting pelted with these questions because Bubba Cunningham was like, yeah, I recused myself and I can't really talk about it. Yeah, it isn't sitting well with people, especially in the state of West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really not sitting well with anyone in college basketball.
But I also think that there's something at play that people aren't really talking about much, in that because North Carolina got in, the ACC got three teams in.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this wild imbalance in the tournament. 14 teams from the SEC, 9 from the Big Ten, 8 from the Big 12, 5 from the Big East, 4 from the Mountain West, 3 from the ACC, 2 from the WCC. That right there is like, inherently there is where a massive issue is at, right? I feel like they went at this with, we need to make a move for another team to get in from the ACC. And we can't just have, what is it? They got Duke, Clemson, and then I think they're a fourth because it's technically they're a play-in team.
Yeah.
So they're not actually in it. But they can't just sit there and have one of a, quote, a Louisville is the third. So this is the fourth ACC team. They needed to make it look a little bit better for the ACC. I honestly believe that was at play in the selection committee without Bubba Cunningham in the room.
And that's a problem.
When you add him in the room, there is an issue. But look, we went over this last week. All of the bubble teams from the SEC, which all of them got in.
And then some. Because Texas made the run.
Well, I know. Yeah, well, they were included in the numbers that I was looking at. They have an average strength of schedule of 193rd in their non-conference.
Yep.
They are looking at all of these metrics, and they're sitting there and they're saying, well, they peeled off a win here or a win there. It's like, you can't tell me that you're looking at their strength. And they brought up the non-conference record of the SEC so many times. It's like, how could you deny it? 193rd of a non-conference strength of schedule. That's probably a pretty good starting point. You know,
you're not even in the top 50th percentile. And I mean, it's insane.
I was talking about this in that, look, don't be mad at the SEC because they played the game, and the game was, if we do well with our non-conference, we will get more teams in.
And
how do we protect those teams,
and
though?
The ACC was bad this year.
In the middle and the back. Absolutely.
That's the thing you can say is that the ACC was bad this year. And
but you
watch them in their non-conference games when they did go out of conference, and they got smacked around.
And this is where the issue, though, is that this isn't about, like, if you're going to sit there and put another ACC team in, maybe you take you scrape the bottom of the SEC barrel and you say, sorry, guys, you're only going to get 13 teams in the tournament this year, right? The thing is, West Virginia and Indiana, they were the ones that caught the raw end of this deal because they were deserving. As you said, 111 out of 111 of the bracketologists, mm-hmm. right? The only one that matters is the selection committee, though. But there's a lot of idiots out there. There ain't that many people that can be that right or wrong.
No. And that's the thing. It's like, come on, man.
And Indiana was on 90 of those 111.
Yeah, both Indiana and West Virginia both had significantly better cases.
Two other at-larges. Texas was on 50 of the 111. Xavier, 30 of the 111. So everybody's making the case of North Carolina. You can also take a gander at Xavier, too, as one of those teams that was very fringe heading into the selection committee. With all of this said, though, there is a region of death this year. You mentioned the Ducks maybe catching a break in theirs. Boy, oh boy. The Florida Gators, who may be the best team in the country, I don't think they got any favors done to them. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the region of death for this year's NCAA tournament. Let's get to it. Death squads here. As I was going through this thing and looking at all of the one seeds, you mentioned it. Florida, it appears they're playing the best basketball of anybody right now. They are absolutely manhandling teams.
Yeah, I think they're pretty clearly the best team in the country right now.
And if you look at the way that they have played down the stretch, I mean, 28-5 Auburn, the Gators are 30-4, and they have been humming. Mm-hmm. And Todd Golden is a really damn good coach. And I think one thing about the shine of this Florida team, nobody's talked about Florida this year because there's been a gray cloud that was just hovering over them. We talked about this when the allegations came down, but they were in the heart of like football season. And so it largely kind of got ignored, but it was more talked about as this larger scope of dysfunction at Florida. But remember, like, the student newspaper had accused Todd Golden, the head basketball coach at Florida, of stalking girls and being wildly inappropriate.
It was nasty.
It was pretty nasty. January 27th, like, in Florida took this seriously, and they hired, apparently, they had an investigation done, and Todd Golden was cleared of any wrongdoing on January 27th. Since then, that Florida team has been red hot. 12-2 since January 27th.
And both their losses are on the road. One of them to number 8 Tennessee, and the other one a 5-point loss to Georgia, who has Asa Newell, who is a top 10 NBA player, or top 10 NBA prospect.
We talked about how Auburn had lost to A&M, Alabama, Tennessee. Just take a gander at the last six games for Florida. They beat number 12 A&M, number 7 Alabama on the road, tournament team Ole Miss, number 21 Missouri, number 5 Alabama again, 104-82, and then capped it off with an 86-77 win in the SEC tournament.
Handily beating teams. That's the thing. Is like
boat racing them.
I mean, these games haven't been close.
But they have really turned it on since Golden, that cloud has kind of gone away from their head coach, Todd Golden, who's a really damn good head coach. And he came from University of San Francisco, which, I don't know, Kyle Smith, now Todd Golden, kind of turned into a nice little pipeline, the Dons, to every other program in the country. But Florida is the one seed in the West. That looks like the region of death to me. Have you seen that bracket? The West region... You have got Florida, and this is why it is for me, when it comes tournament time, coaching means a hell of a lot.
No, it absolutely does.
The coaches that you got, one seed is Todd Golden. The two seed is Rick Pitino in St. John's.
And they are a wagon.
Which gave this great quote after winning the Big East.
Coach, how do you celebrate tonight? How do you celebrate tonight?
I'm going to drink a quart of Jameson's.
No. Say Patty's Day.
For you.
A quart, huh?
Drink a quart of Jameson.
I mean,
a quart?
Yeah.
That's not a small bottle.
I don't want a liter of cola. I don't want a large Farva. I want a liter of cola.
I want a quart of Jameson.
Yeah. You have Texas Tech with the coach who swore at me. In good fun, when Oregon played Texas Tech, it was good. But then you have, I don't know, Bill Self goes against John Calipari in the first round of the tournament. That is just absolute wild.
And then you have the tournament darling at the 11 seed in Drake. With Sturts as the head coach. He's a great coach.
And they take on Missouri. Penny Hardaway in Memphis. And oh, by the way, Florida's reward is going to be, in all likelihood, playing two-time defending national champions Danny Hurley and the UConn Huskies in the round of 32.
It is a tough.
Maryland is the 4 seed there.
Yeah, Maryland, look, they lost in that last-second shot to Michigan. That's a damn good team. And like, you look at this, it's not just great coaches up and down. You look at NBA talent. UConn has NBA talent. Maryland has NBA talent. Drake has NBA talent. Arkansas has NBA talent. St. John's has NBA talent. Like, this bracket is loaded, man.
There's about 8 teams, 8 of the 16 in that region. You would not be shocked if I told you they're in the Sweet 16.
No.
8 of the 16. That's crazy. I mean, that is a, you talk about a loaded region. boy, really well-coached teams. And you can say what you want about Calipari. It's a talented team.
Cal's been coaching, man.
And they're going to have Boogie Flan back for the tournament.
Which is, nobody thought that was going to happen. And Boogie was supposed to be done for the season. And Boogie's a hell of a player. I love him.
Lottery.
Love him.
Lottery guy.
There are some people that have him further back in the 20s because of his injury. I look at him as a cross between Mike Conley and Darius Garland, which that's a pretty good cross of a player.
That is pretty good.
He's maybe the best point of attack guard defender in the NBA, despite being 185 pounds. He is the dog in him per 36 is through the roof.
I was looking at this too. We didn't really mention them, but there's been a lot of buzz around Colorado State too.
Well, that's because of Neat Clifford. Neat Clifford is going to be probably, he's going to be the Jaime Jaquez, Tristan Da Silva, in a sense, Tumani Kamara, but he went later in the draft of like, huh, this guy's really good. I believe he still leads Colorado State in scoring, rebounding, and assists.
He is a professional bucket creator.
He is just a hooper. He's a 6'6 wing who rebounds his, you know, honestly, who he reminds me of is Josh Hart.
Oh.
But a better scorer.
Huh.
But an incredible rebounder at the guard wing position. Just a preternaturally gifted rebounder. He was a guy last year that had a first-round grade but didn't have the guarantee of going in the first round and came back to Colorado State. Got a nice little bag to come back. He will be picked somewhere between 15 and 20, and whoever gets him is going to get a ready-made NBA player.
Grand Canyon is in that side of the bracket, too, as the 13 seed. Bryce Drew, mm-hmm. head coach at Grand Canyon.
Did he do anything in the NCAA tournament ever?
Yeah. He got his dad Homer a win. Mm-hmm. Valpo.
Yeah.
His brother's also...
I guess that's one way to put it.
Yeah. His brother is a pretty good basketball coach, too, at Baylor.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Pretty good basketball.
That's my bracket of death, dude.
Oh, it is.
And what one do you think is the next closest as, like, it's going to be hell to get through?
South.
You think the South with Auburn, Louisville, Creighton, Michigan, UC San Diego, which you want to talk about a team that is probably going to be a darling. They are going to be up there alongside Drake as one of the darlings of the tournament. Then they got Michigan State. Mm-hmm. Izzo's squad is all the markers of being a dominant team. New Mexico, which Richard Pitino is the head coach there. Rick Pitino's kid.
Iowa State, feisty.
Iowa State, didn't they pull a, hey, oh, by the way, our best player's not going to be playing?
Yep. They slid that in there.
That sucks.
But Louisville's an 8 seed.
Yeah.
Louisville's a spunky little group.
Oh, spunky little
group. Spunky little group. I think Oregon got the best draw.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think Oregon got the best draw, a really favorable draw. Arizona's a good team, but if you can catch Duke without Cooper Flagg, we should probably get to it later, but screw it.
Oregon is the 5 seed, by the way. Mm-hmm. Oregon is the 5
seed.
In
the East region, they will take on Liberty. Hey, has Oregon ever played Liberty?
Yeah, they got a Fiesta Bowl rematch.
There you go.
Do you think the score is going to be 45-7? Maybe Liberty scores the first two.
Maybe at the half.
Yeah, maybe the half.
Liberty scores first, and then Oregon scores 45 unanswered.
You can see
think
it.
That'll happen.
But they are on the side of the bracket with Duke, and I talked to a bunch of people in college basketball, and they all told me that Cooper Flagg's injury... either he's Gumby or just not as bad as it looked. And there's a good chance that he is back by the Sweet 16, which to me is unfathomable the way it looked. Yeah. But
that seems to be like the big buzz coming out of it. And John Shire was like, you know, hey, it's trending positively for mm-hmm. Cooper. But I watched the ACC championship game and I was like, he was on the bench, iced out.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see.
Yeah.
Huh? Got a little swagger.
A little swagger to him. He's more of a Tyler Harrell White than a Gordon Hayward White.
But he would, like, big play, he'd pop up on the mm-hmm. bench, so he wasn't just like... Favoring that's what him. I look for, is like a guy, if he's just going to be sitting there stationary and he's not moving, you're hiding something.
Yeah.
He was popping up and, like, I mean, it wasn't like he was jumping up and down and doing cartwheels, but he wasn't just stationary on the bench, and I was like, well, it's good.
He's giving you proof of life.
Yeah. He is. He held up the newspaper and everything.
Look,
it was great.
I want to see him play. I want to see him get the opportunity to be that freshman player of the year national title winner. And it's good for college basketball.
It's great for college hoops.
But if you're Oregon, you have a chance there. Because once if you can get past them, look, I mean, the rest of the bracket, Alabama's a really good team. Wisconsin, I mean, Oregon has already shown they can beat them. BYU is vulnerable. Arizona, they are a hit or miss team. The one that's in here that's a little bit spicy is Baylor. They underperformed a lot of the season, but VJ Edgecombe has really started to put it together, and Scott Drew and Baylor are doing what Baylor do and uglying up games and getting after you, and they're playing better basketball as you get into the tournament. And
yeah,
that's if you're Duke, that's what you're worried about.
Do we really want to talk about Baylor doing what Baylor do?
Well, Baylor basketball.
Well, yeah,
still,
that's true. Yeah.
They had a player murder a teammate.
Yeah, I forgot.
And
about
the coach
one.
Covered it up.
Yeah.
And blamed him.
And then they also had like the same.
And that was before all the football stuff.
Well, yeah. And they were roped into the football stuff too.
The Scott Drew era. We'll go with that.
All right, that's fair.
There you go.
That's fair.
There we go. God, we got to narrow it down quite a bit with Baylor, don't we? All right, coming up next, we have our worst
not
day on the
good.
Yeah, not great, Bob. Worst
or,
day on the
or
web.
Liberty and the Fighting Pool Boys.
Hey, we're gonna keep it in Texas and keep it in basketball. What the hell is going on with the Dallas Mavericks? But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports Center update.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
You know, basically everyone that's been on the outside looking into Dallas Mavericks just asks, why? Why? Even the people that were on the inside that are now on the outside, whether it be Mark Cuban or Haralabob Vulgaris, the former general manager.
Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk over the weekend was like, yeah, this hurts.
Yeah.
The Luka trade, it hurts. He goes, I'm a fan now. And it was surprising and it hurt.
I mean, he took the trip out to Utah to go watch him in his debut.
Yep.
Because that's his guy, man. Like, not to rehash it all, Luka was going to be a Maverick for life. Like, that's everyone around him, everyone that worked around the team and knows Luka all said the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. We weren't worried about him going anywhere. He was happy here.
Nope.
Now,
he gone.
It doesn't mean things were perfect, but he wasn't going anywhere. The Mavs, I don't know what they're doing now. First, it was editing Luka out of the team hype video that they put out on social media, which if you didn't see it, like anytime Luka appeared, it was he was a white silhouette that was edited out.
Yeah, kind of like iRobot.
Yeah,
he looked like iRobot in there.
It's like, what's going on here?
That's a choice.
I maybe just don't use clips with him in the background. Like, you've got lots of minutes of film to choose from.
I don't know if they had very many minutes of film without.
You're probably not wrong, but I mean, just find a way to find a couple plays. It's okay. Use the different court angles. You've got all kinds of things you can do. Don't make it so egregious so it's a white silhouette. Just like AI him out of the video completely. But the problem is they were like, well, we didn't use the AI there to edit him out. And now they have an AI hype video.
Hey.
And it is the creepiest, cringiest thing I've ever seen. You found this, Dusty. I missed this one last night. And it looks like some sort of 3D generated hellscape.
Yeah, this is a Jeff Russ special. Jeff Russ algorithm is a lot of AI, apparently.
This popped up on the station Twitter feed. Just so you know.
By golly, so bad.
Yeah, it's awful.
They
made Klay Thompson look like Rip from Yellowstone.
They did. Like they
that's a very solid pull.
And he does. He looks just like Rip.
He does. He's Cole Hauser.
But they're trying very hard. At this point, they should probably just lay low for a while. Maybe find a safe house. Not go anywhere for a time or two.
Hire a PR firm, any other PR firm, to go over every single thing that you put out, because everything that you've done has been wrong. From your messaging to your social media to you are just stepping in it over and over and over again.
Yes, you're not wrong. But the fact that somebody created this And then several people gave their approval.
Yeah, who
for
gave
it?
The green light for this?
Yeah,
this
that's is the, it's one of those things that we always go down this road of who is approving these? Mm-hmm. And yet the Mavericks did it again. Congratulations to them.
Who is winning? What is it?
Yeah, so you can go to the fans' Twitter. It's on there. And boy, you are in for not much
a treat.
Of a treat.
Not a treat.
Not a treat, but yeah, but be buckle up, because as much as we try to prepare you, you are
now,
not ready.
Counterpoint, is this something where they're saying we need
a distraction?
We are going to distract from the bad news that continues to happen? Because over the weekend, it comes to light that, oh, hey, by the way, we don't have enough guys to play games, and we, because of the first apron of the salary cap, we can't sign anybody to 10-day contracts. It appears that the Dallas Mavericks might have to forfeit basketball games because they don't have enough players.
Which is an absolutely insane thing in today's world and economy, which leads us to where we're going to go next. The Dallas Mavericks are doing maybe an even dumber thing. Well, not a dumber thing than trading Luka, but it's the next dumbest thing in a pantheon of dumb things that they have done. And we'll get to that next year in Danny and Dusty, 1080 Fan. The Dallas Mavericks, in their move, trading Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers for Magic Beans, those Magic Beans being the old and oft-broken Anthony Davis, while a great player, made his debut for the Mavericks and was phenomenal for three quarters before pulling his groin.
Oh, no way. He got hurt?
Yeah, no. Hard to see that
one
coming.
Oh, man.
The Mavericks are sending Anthony Davis down to the G League for a rehab assignment in hopes of bringing him back to play this season. Because they don't have enough players to play. So the oft-injured player coming off of a groin injury for a team clawing for its life to stay in the play-in is going to rush a player back who is oft-injured.
But why throw him in the G League, though? I mean, a G League stint for a guy.
I don't think he's going to play. I think they're going to do the same thing.
That's
that the
a travel day, ramp up period.
The Blazers did this with Matisse Thybulle when he was assigned to the Remix. He didn't play in the game. He went through practice with them, and it was that you have to do that for insurance purposes. But like, but why?
Safe face. I mean that's where they're at right now is that they are in save face mode because of the fact that they have had a misstep in every single situation. They are hanging on by a thread to that 10 seed. And the only thing that's bailing them out is that the Phoenix Suns still can't figure out a way to win basketball games. And when they played the Lakers, that was one of the most head-scratching things of all time.
31-15 at the end of the first quarter.
They made a choice, the Suns did, to not guard Luka Doncic. Like, and there's mic'd up of Luka going to the bench going, I can't believe, I've never been that open in my career. And then KD walking up to him and go be like that in the playoffs. It's like, brother, you're not going to be in the playoffs, so what are you talking about?
Did you see Devin Booker? Did you see his tweet?
No.
So there's another iconic meme kind of photo. Remember the one of Devin Booker bending over and Luka behind him smiling?
Right.
There was one of Luka last night yelling towards Book and Book having like a blank expression on his face. And, you know, one of the aggregate accounts grabbed it like, oh no, we've got another one. And Book quote tweeted that with what it looked like in real life. And it was kind of this guy with a very stupid look on his face and like scraggly facial hair. So to say that Luka Doncic gets to Devin Booker is probably an understatement.
Yep.
Which again, bring hatred back to the NBA. It's better.
Look, but this is how tight it is at the top of the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. On Friday, when we got off the air, they were second. The Lakers were second in the West. They're currently fifth. They're going to go on the road to Memphis right now.
The games down the stretch for seeds two through basically seven. If you squint at seven in the Timberwolves, because they've been playing very good basketball, they've won eight of the last 10. Here's what's crazy. If you look at between two through seven, Houston, Denver, Memphis, the Lakers, Warriors, Timberwolves, 7-3, 5-5, 5-5, 6-4, 9-1, 8-2. The only teams that are in the mix of like not being great are the Nuggets and Grizzlies, and the Nuggets got blindsided by the Warriors the other night. Or not the Warriors, the Wizards. Like, that's not one you expect to see coming. But again, the Wizards are playing functional basketball out of nowhere.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah, turns out having viable players is helpful for basketball.
In the Mavericks, we talked about this in the worst day. the only way that the Suns may make it is if the Mavericks are forced to forfeit games.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to push to get Anthony Davis back, is because
you've lost Dante Exum for the season with a broken hand. You lost Kyrie Irving with a torn ACL. Like, it is a plague upon plagues.
Keith Smith tweeted this out, and this is wild to think about. He said, the Mavericks have 14 games left. Kessler Edwards, 3 games left of NBA eligibility, because he's on two-way. Kai Jones, 11 NBA games of eligibility left, two-way. Brandon Williams, 6 NBA games of eligibility left. The Mavs do not have enough room to sign a player under their first apron hard cap until April 10th, when they have 2 games left in their season. Think about that. 14 remaining. They can't sign anybody until April 10th when they have 2 left. Mm-hmm. That leaves you with, I mean, Kai Jones has 11 games to play, but you need 8 to field a roster. I remember this happening when the Blazers played the Warriors in like 2010.
Yep.
And it was Don Nelson-led Warriors. Mm-hmm. The Warriors suited up injured players in order to have enough guys just to go out and
they
play
just did
a game.
Not play. And I was at that game. I believe it was Devin George fouled out. And they were down to 4 players. And Don Nelson, looking at the refs with his hands up on the sideline, like gesturing to the refs, gesturing to the bench, gesturing to the refs, gesturing to the bench. They assessed a technical foul for George to come back into the game. And basically what happened there from there on out, he actually didn't commit a foul. But had he committed a foul, because he was a disqualified player, and I think Ronnie Turioff was active and had to go on the floor because he got injured during the game, which dropped them below after George had fouled out. Turioff had to dress, like, meander over to somebody, commit a foul, and show that he could not play, go back to the bench, put his warm-ups back on, and every foul that George would have or could have committed after then would have been assessed a shooting foul and a technical foul on top of it. It was one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
That's why Anthony Davis is practicing with the G League, though. In that they're probably going to do exactly what they did with Roni Turioff in Golden State 15 years ago with Anthony Davis, because he can hobble around and he can commit a foul. What I want to see, though, I want to see you got club up. Guy with the broken hand.
Dante Exum?
Club up Exum. I want to see a basketball player going straight defensive lineman.
Play with one hand.
Play with a club and send him out there.
Good God. Well, I mean, Exum can't shoot anyway, so.
That would be fantastic.
Goodness gracious. I mean,
it's the cherry on top to the season from hell.
I mean, you called it the curse of Luka Doncic, man. And boy, is it just... The reaping that is occurring right now is unlike anything I've ever seen.
Oof.
All right, in hour number 3, let's have a little bit of fun.
All right.
We hit on some of the NCAA bracket, but we didn't really hit on all of the darlings. We need to talk about our upset specials, our darlings, and all those ones that you're going to pick early on. They're going to lose in round one. They're going to completely break your bracket. We'll get to that more here in hour number 3 on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.